So coming your way now, it's Bathrop Spears Broadsides, where are we now? The 22nd of December. That's the show we're about to jump into. And I have to tell you, this is going to be a flashback. A flashback to March 16th, 2017. We had a tumultuous meeting of Homeless United for Friendship and Freedom an hour or two back as I'm recording this show, or preparing it, I should say. It was actually recorded, five years ago, more or less. And it covers a period of time when the Freedom Sleepers were still doing their Tuesday night Freedom Sleepouts, and there was also a rising tendency of people who had slept once a week and invited homeless people to join them, mostly, well, not entirely mostly, increasingly homeless people or people outside, but who, what we found was that people who were outside continued to stay beyond the Tuesday nights. And then, in fact, once the armory closed that year, they stayed night after night until finally driven away by the police, after which they moved to the areas, different places of the city, no doubt, including, to some extent, the Benchlands, but mostly the most visible place they went to that I remember was the area right outside the post office. And you're going to hear some discussion of the interviews at the post office fence. I called it the forbidden fence that got put up in March, actually put up on March 11th or thereabouts, in the week before this March 17th show. You're also going to hear from Wes White, Salinas, reporting on an encampment forming around Chinatown and what's going on there. And then a lengthy report from Katzenjammer Keith McHenry and Abby Samuels, who are working as a team at that time with the Freedom Sleepers and also other issues around homeless civil rights. Abby had a lot of reports on the ongoing beyond the Freedom Sleepers protests that were happening. I call them survival sleepers, particularly when the armory itself closed down. Of course, this year in 2022, as I continue to say, there is no winter shelter anymore at all that you can walk into. It's all a whole series of programs that you have to sign up for in order to, I guess, reassure the poverty pimps their grants. And I had a little trouble calling the people who came to the Veterans Hall Service Providers or Poverty Pimps Memorial Poverty Pimps, and I probably should have, because they needed to be given a blast of reality as to what they're doing and what machine that they're cogs of. But I didn't. Instead, I was the nice guy again, although I distributed a flyer to some extent in a very limited way that talked about it didn't really talk about the silence of the poverty pimps, which it needed to talk about. There were no poverty pimps really to any extent out there opposing the demolition of the Benchlands, given the fact that there was no real alternate shelter for the overwhelming majority of people. More than, I would say, at least two-thirds of the people in the Benchlands didn't get any shelter. And many of them had been driven there by the destruction of their prior shelters in places along Hills Trail, along Highway 1, Highway 9, the levee, and other places in the city. And then they were, of course, driven, crunched into the Benchlands, and then dumped out of the Benchlands, with a few of them being offered places to go. A few is a little inaccurate. There was a claim that Jeremy Leonard made, this claim that everyone was being offered opportunities at the armory or at the what they call the overlook. But many, or some certainly, of the people who went up there were then eventually either kicked out or felt they had to leave because it was too restrictive an environment. It was an oppressive, minimum security prison kind of environment. And I continue to say this and repeat this because it seems to be clear that this is a continuing go-to, and it's being accepted as a new normal. I've got no particular evidence of this week. No new interviews about this issue. Maybe, actually, if you go to the reading of the names of the dead, the Homeless Memorial, and both of those are now available on the Huff website at huffsantacruz.org. Check out latest shows, the link under the Bathrobes Pierre's Broadside section, which is all of these shows archive that you're the like of which you're listening to right now. You'll find the two homeless memorials that were held yesterday on the 21st of this year, 2022. One was at the town clock. That was the Food Not Bombs Memorial, and then the much larger Poverty Pimp Memorial at the Veterans Hall. And in there you can hear some of the people's concerns. Homeless people actually did get up at the Poverty Pimp Memorial and demanded to know where the money had gone, but they didn't hold the people in the audience responsible, as I think they should have. I kind of kept my own peace at that memorial. Anyway, that's all you're going to get today on this show, or tonight, I should say. The interviews at the Forbidden Fence from Julie, Tim, Roberta, Michelle, Isaac, Keith, and others, as well as the aforementioned, what I mentioned before about Keith and Abby's reports on the Freedom Sleepers, or the Survival Sleepers, actually, as well as Wes from Salinas. So check it out. Remember that any numbers you hear are not likely to be, well, they're... Try them, but don't get your hopes up too far. That isn't that long ago, 5 years, and things kind of move at a snail's pace in some respects in the homeless services department. But there's a lot of false leads and waiting lists, and hopefully we can get more information about that. And I hope you'll be one of the persons, if you're listening to this, who gives a shit about the homeless situation, and most important, how people are treated outside who look homeless, whether they're homeless or not, people who are poor, who are being driven out of town through the rental situation, through the job situation, through the police situation. So, anyway, here's the March 16, 2017 edition, mostly, of Bathrobes Pierre's Broadsides.